Good morning, 6:19 a.m. on the 11th of September, 2013. Hi. 16 minute first mile, not bad. It's dark. It's overcast. Apparently it's been raining all night. The sidewalks are wet everywhere. There's water running in the gutters. I had everybody home yesterday. It was quite tedious. I did get all of my change logs brought up to snuff. I have, I think, one more file of changes to put into QuarterShare, and then I can upload that later this morning. So that'll be on track for Friday. Today's Wednesday. The younger daughter is trying to tell me she's sick again today. She does have a scratchy throat. She does have a cold. And I suppose the responsible thing to do is to let her stay home. But the problem with that is that she has so many responsibilities that are going to go hang, that I hate to see her get behind. We aren't even a month into the semester yet, and she's already missed 3 days. If she stays home today, she'll have missed 3 days. She only gets 10 for the year, which means she's going to have months where she doesn't miss any in order to get through May. Jennifer has 5 months, yeah, because it's the end of May before they're out. In October, November, December. Yeah, it's 8 months. And only 7 days if she stays home today. And she's a student director. She needs to be at rehearsal tonight. But if she stays home today sick, she can't. So I don't know. I'm not sure quite how much of a hard ass I should be when I get home. She's been texting me for the first mile. I'm trying to make sure she's moving. Because I really can't afford to have her roll over and go back to sleep. She needs to go to school. The thing is, I'm pretty much convinced that if she, take a DayQuil, go to school, she'll be fine. She's not running a fever. She's probably contagious. I don't know. It's all very, very aggravating. It's very, very much making me quite peevish. And it's soggy this morning. I mentioned already that apparently rained all night. I did get the sprinklers repaired finally yesterday. They're all completed. It cost me $1,000, but at least now my wife will have to complain about something else for a while. Gotta pay the bill for the tree work. That was a stinger. I won't be buying a new computer anytime soon. Not that I really need one, but. But, would have been nice. But. Anyway. Oh, God. I'm pushing hard this morning. My shins already hurt. My shins have been hurting for the last couple of blocks. I think it's because I'm anxious about this kid and what we're gonna do about her. I mean, even if she doesn't take today, she still has only 8 days left and 8 months left. There are going to be other days, I know, where she's going to want to stay home sick. So yeah, I'm having fine fettle today. A few more days I should have owner's share back, then I will be back into the fray of production rather than edits. Well, I'll have to put the edits in, and I'm sure there are thousands of them. There are days when I find this whole thing just ridiculously frustrating. Frustrating beyond all measure. Soggy monk pole this morning, gosh. But everything is soggy. My lawn will love it because it got rained on quite heavily yesterday. Got rained on last night. Expect the sump pump to start pumping away here pretty soon. So yeah, frustration. I need to push through the frustration and try to find progress, try to find some satisfaction even in the frustration. and the pain. My shins, oh my God, that hurts. I guess I'm going to have to slow this down. Oh, somebody emailed me about the secret project. I haven't talked about it for a while. Yeah, it's still going on. I've been rather lax because I've been so buried in my own work that I've kind of let the secret project lapse. I need to spend some quality time with it. There's another person upon whom my efforts not depend, but who is relying on me for my effort. And I've been sort of slack. It's like I need more things to be slack about. One step at a time, one step at a time, one step at a time. Be in the day, be in the day. Eleven, 11, make a wish. Must be 11:11 somewhere. It's only 6:32 here, but maybe there's some weird time zone that's 11:11 right now. Come on. The problem is that I think I'm getting sick myself. I got up this morning feeling more than just a little bit nauseous. I need to sleep a little bit more. Perhaps today I will take a nap. A lot will depend on whether or not people actually leave me alone today. It's very difficult for me to have people in the house. I used to go to work and be in the office by myself 8-10 hours a day, every day, so that I was able to sort of recharge and be me and recover from the rigors of family. It sounds odd that family should be a drain, but the problem is that I really am an introvert. I really do require quiet alone time to recharge myself, and that every time I go 3-4 days in a row without that, my reserves get dragged all the way down to zero, and I sort of start running on empty and bumping along the bottom. And that was my problem last year, in large part because my wife was staying home 20 days a month. She was working one day every other week. And she's an extrovert. She needs interaction. She needs me to talk to her, to speak with her, to be always nattering at her and making noise. Otherwise, she doesn't think I'm really there. And of course, if I'm not there, then she's not there. So. Yeah, that's a bit of a problem. And she stayed home. Let's see, the Friday before Labor Day. She stayed home Labor Day. She stayed home Friday of last week. She was home yesterday. Oh, and then there was the weekend. So, yeah, I think I'm running on empty. One of the problems, maybe the problem, actually, now that I think of it, might be the problem. That's why I'm so grumpy this morning. It's why I'm so frustrated this morning. Well, thank you for letting being my therapist this morning, folks. I really appreciate your taking the time from your busy schedule to listen to me psychoanalyze myself. This is one of the joys of working for yourself, of being a creative, of being, in my case, an author. And I suspect there are others. I know several authors who struggle with this kind of too much in your head. Okay, we're coming up on the back gate. Today's Wednesday. The mower guy has done an excellent job here of the park lawn. Obviously wasn't here yesterday, but was here Monday. It's beginning to lighten up a little bit. You can actually see where I'm going. But there's a lot of trees. A lot of leaves down. And 1640. Almost 17 minutes, but sub 17, so that's not bad for the second half. That's not bad at all. It explains why my shins hurt. It also is indicative that I am coming up on the back gate. And the point in time where I say every morning, or every morning that I say, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.